Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WLK. I had to book my flight down to Florida now. I got to go to the, what is it called again? What is it? What kind of diamond? Oh, the King of Diamond, to make sure that sister's all right now. We got to do a on-site inspection. Cannot have no slippy poles. And the girl falling 25 feet out of the air and... You know, this is not what she signed up for. It's just entertainment. And
I guess she was getting to the bag.
Hey, man, she did not miss one stride, though. But I'm serious, though. I mean, I don't know if you should have a pole that's high. But no, nonetheless. Anthony Durrell is here. And the dog, how you doing, brother? Pull that microphone like you're one of the Temptations.
I'm all right. I'm blessed.
Professional boxer.
Yes, sir.
Cancer survivor.
Yes, sir.
And you want to do good in the hood.
Yes, sir. I want to do good everywhere. I want to make an impression everywhere, not just in my neighborhood, but everywhere.
Tell us about from Flint.
Yes, sir. From Flint, Michigan. Born and raised there.
Yeah.
So, still live in Michigan, about 10 minutes from Flint, though, but I'm there.
Give us the Anthony Durrell story. Where did it all start for you, younger days? And how did you come to be a professional boxer?
I was 9 years old when I started boxing. I seen my brothers, my uncles, cousins doing it. My grandfather actually boxed with Muhammad Ali. He good friends of him. So that's who got us into it. So I started boxing, came up in the rankings in the amateur, didn't quite make the Olympics. I went to the Eastern Trials, won that, then came Olympic Trials, and I got third. So move on to professional, fighting professional, 2006. 2005 I started. 2006, yeah. That's when I had cancer. I found out I had cancer.
Wow.
2006, yep.
Talk about that. You do this since you're 9.
Yep.
January 27, 2005 with Henry Dukes.
Yeah.
First fight, professional fight.
Yep.
You get in there and you, did you beat him?
I did, bad. I dislocated his shoulder. I dislocated his shoulder.
That's not nice, Brother Riley. So he, when he got in the ring, he limped out.
Yep, yep. And he came in straight, but limped out, like you say.
Yeah. What did that feel like, that this sport? Because, I mean, people don't realize, I'm a huge boxing fan. And, of course, Atlanta is the home of the real deal, Holyfield. Yes, I think I went to every fight of his and lost Vegas or wherever he was, Thomas Mack, wherever he went, I went. What I learned from watching it up close, it's a pretty brutal sport now. So you can't just jump in there and just start taking them head shots and body shots. You have to prepare your body, a lot of training.
No, I think it's a technique. That's just like with anything, with your craft. Like you do
Certainly.
Radio and do different things, and you got to prepare for it. You got to practice for it. And practices come from getting in there and competing. If you don't get in there and compete,
you never know what you get.
Right. And then you learn from your mistakes. And that's with anything. So that's what, you know, how I maintain. Like my last fight, I had a cut over my eye. I was winning a fight. You know, everybody tell me that. But, you know, I was winning a fight. But, you know, they had to stop because of the cut. You know, you learn from things that you've been through. I don't think that I would have got hit with that jab if I would have just had my hand up. I can say a lot of things, but when, you know, you got to take the losses with the wins sometime and go forward. But, you know, I'm coming back stronger and better than ever.
Yeah, but you win your first fight shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the physical or something, they say, hey, we see some here. You have cancer.
And you know what? I was in Vegas training for a fight. I didn't even realize I had it. Chest started hurting. I had chest pain, so I stopped and then – went to the gym a few hours later, and then it started hurting again, so they told me to stop. My brother came up to me and said, if it starts hurting again, we'll just go to the hospital. Okay. So we did that.
All right, put a pin in it. We got to take a quick break when you finish that part of the story. When they tell you got the big C, You showed enough in for the fight of your life.
Yes, sir.
Don't go anywhere. Our special guest inside the studio, he on a rain-delayed trip here in Atlanta. And so we got a seven-hour layover. We said, come on in here and hang out with us, Anthony Durrell. We'll be back. Don't go into places. Too much truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WALK. All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. The dog. Where did the nickname come from?
Just people calling me that because I had no scaredness or anything going into the ring. They started calling me that, and I took it to the professionals.
Who would you say your style emulates other than yourself?
You know what? I can't say. I have a mixture because I watched everybody from George Foreman to Mike Tyson to Ali to Pernell Whitaker. I mean, I can keep naming fighters, Roy Jones. Right. It's just, you know, I take some from a lot of people.
Yeah, greatest tactician in the ring.
Floyd Mayweather.
No doubt.
Yeah.
He has to be the smartest boxer.
Yeah, he's the smartest that I ever.
He knows how to win.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yep.
You know, like people criticize him for not getting hit. But that's a business. Deion Sanders, you say, whether I get hit
Jesus.
Or not,
people
I will get.
People hated God, man, so he don't got a chance. Is what it
Deion
is.
Deion said the best, look, whether I get hit is a business decision. I'm trying to stay in this business as long as I can.
If I lose, I win.
Yeah. So they tell you the cancer diagnosis, and you were saying finish the story.
I went to the doctor, me and my brother, and the doctor did x-rays and stuff like that. They said it could be one or two things, be cancerous, or it could be just a tumor in my chest. And I flew back home. They didn't know what it was, so I flew back home. I don't know if it was that night or in the morning, and then I got my biopsy done. And they said it was for sure cancer. So, and they said another one or two thing that I can do. I can get my chest cut open and they can take it out, or I can go through chemotherapy. Yeah, I didn't want nobody messing with my chest or my body. So I just went through the chemo. I thought I was strong enough. Well, I knew I was strong enough to get through it. And I got through it. Was it hard? One of the hardest things I ever been through in my life. Like the chemotherapy will tear you down.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got through it, and I mean, I'm here now.
When you get the diagnosis, who do you call first? Who do you talk to? Who do you want to talk to at that point?
Well, I had a few people there. My mom was there. My aunts was there. My wife was there, and they knew. I think probably I told my brother first. He was still in camp when I when I went back. But I told him. And you know, word just spread around. It was not publicized. I didn't really want to publicize.
Right.
And probably until a year later, that's when I publicized it. And they didn't ever think I was going to box again. I couldn't. They said I couldn't have kids, but I had three boys, healthy boys, and I'm just blessed.
Thankful. He do it?
Yeah.
You had something beyond boxing. There's a real testimony of what God will do.
Yes, sir.
Couple of years later, you were cleared to box again.
2 years, 2008, I came back. 2008 in October, I came back.
What was different on this comeback?
Everything. Everything was different. I didn't even feel the same, especially coming back from that first fight.
Yeah.
It was just my body wasn't there. I wasn't the same person that I went in there for my last fight. My body just took a toll from the chemotherapy.
Right.
And I motored myself back.
Did you win or lose that fight?
I won that fight.
Yeah.
I didn't lose until I defended my title for the first time. That was against Badu Jack in 2015.
You've been in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
Considerably.
It's been professionally. 15, amateur. And, yep. 16 years I've been in the game and professionally. Or 14, might have been 14. Yeah. So I've been in the game professionally, and I mean it's treated me good. You know, they say if you take care of your body and take care of yourself, the game will take care of you. So
what does it mean to Anthony Durrell to take care of your body? What is your daily regimen? What do you eat? How do you prepare your body for really war? Essentially,
it's
whether it's fighting, cancer or to fight the next dude who's going to be standing across the square circle from you?
So when I'm in camp, I got a regimen I stay on. I have a cooking camp, so you cook my meals every day. It's not
what
leftovers.
You eat? Tell her what you eat, because I may need to start eating because I need to get ready for
it. Just all depends. It just all depends. I'll eat pasta sometime. I'll eat.
How many times do you have to eat a day?
I eat twice a day.
Really? That's all?
I do. I probably have a shake at lunchtime, but I eat in the morning.
I would think your metabolism would be kicking in, and you would have to eat five, six, seven times.
It does, but I'm not, like, when I'm in camp, I'm focused, and I'm not a big eater. Okay. Like, I don't eat a whole lot because I have to lose weight. I have to lose probably 15 to 20 pounds every time.
You fight into what, weather weight?
168, super middleweight.
Okay. Super middleweight.
So I have to lose that, and, you know, you have to focus on – you know, losing that weight and losing it right. If you lose it wrong, you'll just shatter in the ring. And that's what I do. You know, I focus on losing my weight because it's how I get paid. You know, you got to come into your job being a professional.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I do every time. I never miss weight, not one time, man. So I just, you know, I eat different things. Like I say, pasta. I'll have red meat sometime. When they see that I need it, I'll have it. It's chicken, fish. I eat. They hit like morning oatmeal or something like that.
No, just regular diet. For the most part.
But just not eating after 7 o'clock either. That's the big thing.
Learned that 7 o'clock. And you must be reading my mind because I learned that when I recently went through a time where I had to spend like 14 days in the hospital. And I was like, how did I lose 30 pounds in about a month? The key was they don't serve you nothing after 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
They'll give you three fruit. Meals, a snack, and everything, but you eat absolutely nothing after 7.
And it's no, like me, I eat fruit in the morning, but it's no fruit after the morning time because you got to think, fruit is sugar.
Yeah.
That's natural sugar. So absolutely. You eat it at night and you sit on that fruit, it's over.
Let's pivot to your hometown, Flint, Michigan, because you know, with all the boxing notoriety and all the wins and everything else, your heart is with your hometown. Flint has been going through a crisis, really, and that just even now hadn't really been answered. The lead poisoning that is present in the water still at high levels. Yeah. You know, one time I was sitting here, man, everybody just need to leave Flint and just come to Atlanta, do something, because the government has not responded. Those responsible had not responded in a way. And but you're there trying to dispense some hope and talk about the project that you're. This Boys and Girls Club you're trying to build.
I'm trying to do a Boys and Girls Club for the community of where the water crisis started in the north side of Flint. And I just want people to be happy. I want the kids to have some place to go. Right now, it's not many community centers or anything. It's one Boys and Girls Club there, and that's on the east side. Most people can't really get there. So I'm trying to give hope back to Flint. And if I do it, you know, maybe it's like a domino effect where other people will start up projects and help the community out. And that's my plan, you know, to make people happy, make people smile, make people give people something to look forward to.
Is it disappointing to you as a resident that's home that the government and others who could more readily fix this have not done more?
Definitely it is. It's where I come from. It's my home. It'll always be my home. And many people who left there because of this crisis, you know, I wanna look out for them. You know, they had to leave because the circumstances were so bad.
Certainly.
But I just wanted it to get back right. Even after GM left, we still was going down, but now we hit an all-time low with this water crisis. So I want to get back to where we was.
All right, 404-892-2703. If you got questions, if you're a boxer in training, you want to know what it takes to get inside the ring, and you know, you got Anthony Durrell here, champion, and DB here now. I used to have a boxing career too back in the day. That one hit a quitter. Now you come up here, you better get ready to go to sleep. We're not going to even take a round now. You run up on us. Got all these degrees, but I'm from the South Side, shoulder. I mean, really. If I could knock you out with one hit, I mean the two other ones would waste your time. No, but on the real, 448-922-2703, we'll take your calls. We'll come back. We'll take, Brother Durrell, tell us what kind of help do they need from the general public? People listen from all over the country. How can they help you? Hold on. We got to take a break. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll let you tell you that. and let you get ready to get back out of here. Got to get it. What time the flight gonna be taking off later on tonight? What time?
9:00
Okay, yeah, you're in good time then. If you ain't got to go 9:00 now, well, you're in Atlanta, so you can still get there an hour and a half before and get through the line. Look here, we'll come back. We'll let him tell us what does he need? What do he need? How can we help? 448-922-2703. Anytime people endeavor to do something good for our people, we should be there to support, right? 448-922-2703. I always tell y'all, look, we all we got. But truth of the matter is, you know, we all we need. You know, that's it. 448-922-2703. We'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
So they both have even good shots already.
Through round one. And a big finish for the round. First world champion, Aaron El Paso. Abby Hahn wants to be the second, but he is taking big shots. Not much question who the student. Rounds against veterans, but he had not been dominated through the first two rounds like Anthony Durrell has dominated.
That looked like I was an MMA fight. What, now, what fight is this? Y'all just, y'all, the guy pulling y'all down on it.
He tried to attack me. I wasn't going to get up.
Now, what fight was that, bro?
That was a fight in El Paso. I don't know, a few fights ago.
Oh, okay.
Abion, huh?
He was pulling you down like old, like y'all had the MMA fight.
Yeah, it was bad news for him.
Okay. 448-922-2703. Our special guest inside the studio, Anthony Durrell. He's on the layover trying to make it back home. And WBC super middleweight professional boxer, two-time WBC super middleweight. Champion?
Yes, sir.
Still fighting?
Yes, sir.
You going to make it three times?
I'm hoping. You know, I'm hoping. In my head, heck yeah.
Yeah, who stands in your way now? Who holds the belt now?
My last fight I just lost, that was for the belt. Like, I had the belt, but I lost it because of a cut. But hopefully I get the rematch with him. And you know, we can do it again. I was beating him. It was just the cut. Unfortunate.
Tell us what goes into the making of the match. Do your people go to theirs and say, look, this fight will stop. It was a great fight. We had good pay-per-view numbers, and we got good attendance. We had good ticket sales. Let's do this again in another 8 months, 12 months,
not
or
that
whatever.
Long. Not that long.
Y'all fight quick now. See, I'm but the it, old school, but so, you used to have to wait for a year to get another title fight.
Because
but now
old
turn
school,
around.
They fight. They used to fight all the time, like quick, back to back. Now it's a couple times a year I fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still got to make a living now.
Oh, no doubt about
it.
Yeah,
so, you know, once
you
that
tell,
money
look,
runs.
Let's get
for
in.
Some people, once that money runs dry, they want to hurry up and get back in there.
Yeah, you're fighting from paycheck to paycheck.
That's how they doing, not me.
Right. You want to get back. And so the fight will stop. Cut over your eye.
Cut over our eye.
And I can tell it was over the, I'm sitting here, this is your right eye. It's your left.
It is the right one. Mm-hmm. That's where the cut go. But I had a cut here, too, from my previous fight before that. So, like I say, it's boxing.
And those are,
you
people don't realize,
that.
Those are very tender areas. If you take too many shots there, anybody going to start bleeding.
And it's not even that. It was just a shot. It was just a jab, but it was just in a bad area. I couldn't see. Like, the blood was literally going in my eye, and then it went to this eye. Finally got it out of this eye and this eye. So
you don't want to be in no ring fighting and can't see good.
Nope. I mean, you at a disadvantage.
Oh, no. Yeah. You've been very kind. You're about to get your block knocked off. Talk about Flint and what you're trying to do building this club. What do you want to tell us about that? And you already told us that, you know, ultimately it's about giving some hope to these young kings and queens who are there. They have not left for whatever reason. They're going to be there. And so we need to provide them with an opportunity to have a recreational outlet. And tell us about your dreams to build it, and what do you need, and how can people help? Where can they go to help you?
I want to build a building, or if not build, you know, get one that we can fix up and give back and something decent for the kids. And we're taking donations. We're trying to raise $500,000, and that's just not for the building. That's for everything for a couple years to get it on the road and to get it up and running. The Boys and Club, Girls Club have partnered with us, so we're good at that. But you, if you go to my link on my website, AnthonyDurrell.com, or my Instagram or social media sites, at Anthony Durrell on everything, it's right there in my bio. And you can donate whatever, anything helps.
And tell them how the Durrell is spelled.
Durrell is spelled D-I-R-R-E-L-L.
Boys and Girl Club, great organization to partner with.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right here in Atlanta, I mean, Evander Holyfield would not be boxing had not it been for the Warrens Boys and Girl Club. That's the club that introduced him to boxing. They jump in the ring, you know, and many of us are Boys and Girl Clubbers. We, you know, mine's just Whitehead over near my home, not too far from where I still live. And talk about them partnering with you. How did you find them? How did they find you?
I went to the Boys and Girls Club before, and we just talked. We just talked, and they said it was a good idea. I wanted to really do a community center. Somebody put a bug in my ear that let's do a Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. And I was fine with that because it's for mm-hmm. kids. It's for us to look after the kids, to let them know that we care still, and you're not alone. And I think that's what it's about. It's about the generation that's coming up after you, just like I came up after a generation who showed me the way to do this. And I think that's why I'm doing it, because it's stuck in me, and it's the right thing to do. I wouldn't even feel right if I didn't do something.
Your three boys.
Yep.
Have they shown interest in boxing?
They have. That, you know what? One of them watch my fight all the time, but I don't want them to do it, honestly. And I don't want them to do that or football. I think football is just dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. After looking it up, the CTE, it's right. You know, I want to go out before my kids go out.
Does that issue scare you? I mean, yeah, obviously.
Not in boxing. In boxing, you can like brace for the punches and, you know, kind of roll them. With football, you coming full speed ahead, two players coming full speed ahead and crashing to each other. Boxing, you can kind of, you get hit, it's just like one guy just punching. But boxing is just not enough. You torture yourself to make a living, mm-hmm. you know, and you got to lose weight. You got to not eat for a week of the fight. You know, it's just certain things. And you see, and I'm not knocking anybody, but the NBA players getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars. Their life is not at risk. Our life is at risk. Last year, it had to be six people who died boxing last year. So it's at risk for us to get paid such little.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, tell everybody again how they can find you on social media, how they can make donations to support the effort to build this Boys and Girls Club back home in Flint, Michigan.
At Anthony Durrell on every social media platform. The website for the Boys and Girls Club is in my profile, and it is on my website at AnthonyDurrell.com.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. Now, I got to ask you now, of all times, who is your favorite boxer, dead or alive,
Ali.
Of all time? If I had to say Muhammad Ali, what makes him the greatest?
I met him.
Yeah. I mean, I
was a guest of honor at his house, and me and my brother in 2005, and he just, I mean, that's who I grew up on. I mean, it's going to be Ali, because you got to understand, he was a champion in and out of the ring. Yeah. I mean, he showed you everything. He was himself at every point. Yeah. I mean, you can't compete with that.
Every single boxer says that. I don't know one. Tyson on down says he's the greatest of all time.
And you can't compete with it. I mean, I don't think nobody would oversee that at all.
No.
Yeah.
All right, much success to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, when your next fight is, just shoot me a couple tickets down here to Atlanta. I'll come out there and see what you got.
Oh, yeah.
If you need a sparring partner, I can jump in there with you.
You don't want to do that.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure? You might not want to do that.
No, you don't
want
to do that.
CJ, turn the light down. I don't want you to get a Jimmy Buffett thing.
It's even better in the dark because they can't say I did it.
Look here, I'm going to either come back and have knocked him out, or I'm going to come back and won't be able to talk. One or the other. After the break, one of us ain't going to be able to answer this bell now. All right, look, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go to places. Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.